Welcome to Meet the Candidates, a public service of WTZQ Radio. This is a platform to hear from candidates who are running in the upcoming general election to be held on November the 3rd. Now, here is your Meet the Candidates host, former publisher of the Hendersonville Times News and director of Vision Henderson County, Ruth Burge.
Welcome to Meet the Candidates. I'm your host, Ruth Burge. Today, I am speaking with Colonel Davis. Welcome. We are so happy that you're here.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
All right, Mr. Davis, tell me, why are you running for the U.S. House of Representatives, District 11?
Well, when I grew up in North Carolina, you know, back in the, I'm 62 years old. So when I was growing up, we were the envy of the Southeast. We had good roads and good schools, and we had Research Triangle Park before anybody had ever heard of Silicon Valley. And then I joined the military and moved away to serve the country. And it seems like while I was gone, there's been an effort to turn the clock back. And by any objective measure here in Western North Carolina, we're behind, whether it's healthcare or broadband or education or employment. And I want to see us be that proud, progressive Southern state that was the envy of the Southeast, that embraced the future rather than running from it. And so I decided to get into the race. I'm concerned about the direction that the country's headed. And I just feel like I have too many years invested in defending the nation and democracy to watch it go down the drain. And I'm just concerned that the path we're on is not a good path.
Your opponent says that experience is what's wrong with Washington and that the voters should send an inexperienced candidate to Congress. What does experience do? Why does it matter?
Well, you know, it's an interesting argument he makes, and it's one that I think he's obliged to make because he has no experience. And, I've got a very public record of my service over the last 35 years, 25 years in the military, 4 years as a law professor, a little over a year working for Congress, and 4 years as a judge at the Department of Labor. And it's out there for people to look at. And again, he's never had an adult job. He, dropped out of college in his freshman year and just has no record. So he has to make that argument. But I think it shows. I mean, he's become a millionaire as a result of an auto accident. And when it was his best interest at stake, he didn't go out and say, hey, who's never done this? I want you to represent me. He went and hired a team of experts, people with experience that were litigators that could look after his interest and his future. And so to suggest that the voters here in this district should put their future and their kids' future in the hands of someone that has no clue what he's doing is just, defies logic. So, experience matters and knowing stuff matters. And as I said, I've worked for Congress. I've written legislation. I've testified in congressional hearings. I've been an advisor to 8 committees in the House and the Senate. And I think for this district, having someone representing them that knows what they're doing, and also someone that'll be in the majority. There's no argument that Democrats are going to lose control of the House. So sending someone up there that is clueless and that will be in the minority, he'll be unable to get anything done for the district. So I think sending someone with experience that will be in the majority and that, you can go to my website, Mo Davis for Congress, and you can look at my policy proposals, but they're policies that try to make things better in this district for Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters alike.
Let's talk about those policies just for a moment. What difference will they make for Western North Carolina?
Well, Western North Carolina gave Mark Meadows 4 terms in Congress. And when I'm out campaigning, I often ask, what can you point to that Mark Meadows did that made your life better, your kids' future brighter? And folks struggle to come up with anything. And again, by any objective measure, we're behind. 14 of our 17 counties are above the national average in poverty. All 17 counties are above the national average in the percentage of people that don't have health care coverage. Broadband, broadband has become a critical issue, particularly during COVID-19, where we've become so reliant on it. We have counties here where less than half the population have access to broadband, so they can't do telemedicine. And we can't recruit good paying jobs without broadband because it's an essential utility like water and electricity. And I'm a big believer in green technology. North Carolina is number two in solar energy production. And we got to be embracing that and making Western North Carolina the epicenter for the East Coast for alternative energy. So I see that, you know, we have opportunities, you know, to do better and to do better for everybody. Again, not just catering to Democrats, but to everybody in the district to have a better standard of living and a brighter future for their kids. So that's what I want to go to Washington to do is to fight for this district and not be beholden to a party.
Colonel Davis, I want to drill down just a little bit on the broadband, please. What specifically would happen? What would you back? What would your policies be to get broadband here? Because we, as you said, it's an extremely important part of where we are at the moment.
Well, you know, we've had for a number of years. You know, my opponent, you know, his policy is the same as the, you know, the general Republican policy, is that the free market is the solution. But we've tried for years to have, you know, private industry address the shortcoming, and they're not going to do it. You know, corporations exist to make a profit. And in many of our rural areas, it's just not profitable to put in the investment to bring broadband. So what I support, there's actually a bill pending right now that Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina introduced a couple of weeks ago. And it's based on the rural electrification plan from the 1930s that brought electricity to our rural areas. And it's about an $80 billion bill, but and it's not just North Carolina. It covers all the areas that are lacking in broadband. But it would provide the funding. I did a Zoom the other night with five experts on broadband and with Representative Joe Sam Queen, who's the head of the Broadband Coalition in the state legislature. And this is a problem that, you know, the technology exists, that we could fix this problem in less than a year if we had the will to do it. So that's my commitment, is to go to Washington and fight for the resources so that we can address this problem and bring Western North Carolina into the 21st century.
If our listeners would like to find out more about you, find out about your platform, where do they look? Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website? Would you take an email? Sure. Let's let them know how to contact you.
Absolutely. Yeah, the website is Mo Davis for Congress. So it's MoeDavisForCongress, all one word, .com. Or on Facebook, it's Mo Davis for Congress. Or you can, if you have specific questions, if you email me at info@modavis.com, and Mo Davis is all one word, and we'll get back to you. So again, I think on my website, if you go there, we've got a pretty robust list of issues and where I stand on the policy to address those issues. So I found that many of them don't please the folks on the far left or the far right. So I think that puts me somewhere in the middle. And I think that's where most of the district is. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to try to help us move forward.
Great. The middle is good many, many times.
Well, you get hit from both sides when you're in the middle.
Yeah, but, that's true. That is true. Colonel Davis, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Meet the Candidates on WTZQ with host Ruth Burge. All local candidates who are running in the upcoming election to be held on November the 3rd have been contacted to participate. Equal time will be made available for all candidates.